So you know when you're going upright and you made a mistake, your mom doesn't kick you out of the house.
Matthew Joseph is explaining Canada's new laws on impaired driving to a group of teenagers in Winnipeg. That reference to getting kicked out of the house is because most of these kids entered Canada as refugees. And for them, driving under the influence charges would be more serious than for most.
You get high up weed, right? You get pulled over, you will be possibly positive, and then because of that, you are subject to be deported if you are a permanent resident.
New amendments to the criminal code mean the maximum sentence will increase to 10 years from 5. It changes impaired driving from an ordinary crime to a serious one, and that can lead to deportation for anyone who's not a citizen.
Let's say holidays are coming up. Let's say a family member or like a Canadian family offer me a cookie. I'm going to have to refuse because I don't know what's in that cookie, and then I get in trouble with it.
16-year-old Chantel Hakazimana gets the message.
Of course, I'm scared. Like, weed is a big problem in Canada.
It's why immigrant support groups are trying to educate and warn permanent and temporary residents, including international students and foreign workers.
We're talking about permanent exile from our society.
Dorota Blumchinska is the executive director of the Immigrant and Refugee Community Organization of Manitoba.
Linking someone's immigration status and their sense of belonging and permanency in Canada to being deported if they happen to make a mistake, which any of us could make naturally, is inhumane, and I think it violates basic Canadian values and human rights.
Federal Immigration Minister Ahmed Hassan says no one will be deported without due process, although permanent residents who are convicted of a serious crime are losing their ability to plead their case to the Immigration Appeal Division. Hassan's department is looking into the implications.
That analysis is ongoing, but at the same time, we have to educate people on the consequences of the law as it is today.
The minister, especially Mr. Hussein, have a lot to explain.
Sergio Karras is a Toronto immigration lawyer.
I mean, this is ridiculous what they're doing with their DUIs. And I'm sure that we're going to be seeing a lot of people facing potential deportation due to DUIs in this country.
Karras hopes judges will take the person's immigration status into account while still imposing sentences fit for the crime. But he acknowledges that could mean courts of appeal will overturn and maybe even increase them. Karen Pauls, CBC News, Winnipeg.